Thank you for patiently holding for me. My name is Kayla. I'm a supervisor here at customer support. To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Nancy Woody.
Okay, Miss Woody, give me just a second here. I'm going to pull up the account that was transferred over with your call so that I can further assist you.
Okay.
All right, let's see. It's just loading up right now.
All right, thank you.
Okay, can I ask that you verify your shipping address for security purposes, please?
675 Miller Street in Georgia, 30582.
Thank you so much for that. And so let me get further access in here and I can see how I can help you today. So you were mentioning to the previous agent that there was some type of fraud activity that you were showing.
Yeah, it was only thing that I had done was that in college. I didn't do anything. I never did any of that. But I don't know what the $60-something for October and November is.
Okay, let me see here because I'm showing that there was a contest entry. There was actually a couple contest entry that was entered with our company back on the 14th of October. One was for a toolbox set, and then the other contest entry was for an assorted KitchenAid appliance. Each of those contest entry fees were $574. Placed on the same day, and it shows here that associated with each of those offers, it signed you up for the Factory Direct Savings Store membership twice because there were two contest entries entered. Do you recall perhaps reviewing those terms of service when you initiated the order for the contest entries?
No, I just remember doing the Amazon pallets. That's the only thing that I did for the Amazon pallets, and I never received those.
Okay, and you don't recall doing any type of sweepstakes entries for the assorted KitchenAid set or the toolbox for $574 back on October the 14th?
No.
Okay. Ms. Woody, is it possible that it could have been someone in your home that's initiated this account or this order?
No, I live alone. My husband passed away. That's why I was wondering if it was something that he had done before he passed away. But if it was done in October, then it was after he passed away.
Okay. Well, I am sorry to hear that. There's an email address listed here. It's lancaster@yahoo.com. Is that a familiar email?
Yes, that's my email address.
Okay. And then the phone number on this order was 706-897-9926.
Yes, that's my number.
And you're at the 675 Miller Street, Young Harris, Georgia?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Typically, when we file fraud claims, the only thing that really matches the cardholder is exactly the card itself that's being charged. We usually don't file fraud claims when it's all of the cardholder's information on the account because a lot of the times that we do that, those come back as false fraud claims, and to which there were penalties filed against those. I'm not saying that that's this type of situation, but I do want to make you aware that it is all of your information on the account. So you said that it's not possible it could have been someone else in the home. And
well, I'm
and
not
you,
that, you know, I have children. I have grown children. So, and they know my email address and everything else. So, you know, it's possible. They know all of it. They come in and out. But, you know, I mean, other people know my address and everything else. So I'm stuck with, am I going to get charged more?
No, so I see the previous agent was able to cancel the account for you, and that stops all future charges. Now, if you didn't want to proceed, because what happened with this membership when the initial orders took place for the contest entries, there's a membership associated with that, and the membership provides you with a gift card via email that we send to you. That gift card is valued at $125 for you to use at the Factory Direct Savings Store website. So that's what the membership is for, and that's what the charge is for. You get the gift card via email, and you pay the monthly membership fee to receive the gift card, basically. But I'm showing here that that agent you spoke with previously canceled the membership out, so that stops all future charges. And what I can do for you, if you don't wish to proceed as a fraud claim, I'd be glad to go ahead as a courtesy and just process a 50% courtesy refund back on this latest the latest two charges, because there were two memberships. I can apply the same for each of the membership charges that occurred in November.
Okay, well, that would be great.
Okay, let me get that done for you. And I'm going to calculate up here real quick how much the refund amounts are going to be that you're going to expect to see back. It typically takes about 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and that'll go back on my card or my
Yes.
account.
Yes,
Okay.
it will. So let me get the refunds. It's 3366 times 2. So in
Okay.
all, one of the charges, basically.
All right.
And I'm processing those refunds right now. And did the previous agent give you a cancellation confirmation number by chance?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. All right. So if you can just bear with me a couple seconds, I just want to have you on the line while I process the refund.
Okay. Yeah, because I didn't know what this was all about. I didn't know what he had set up, or that was the first I've seen any of the charges. And I thank you for your help.
Oh, absolutely. I know how sometimes things like this can happen and we kind of get carried away, or even if it is, the kids in the house and they get a hold of your phone, especially if you got stuff saved on there.
Yeah, it happened. And I appreciate it. So kind.
Yes, ma'am, no problem. So I did go ahead and process those refunds. Again, allow them 3 to 5 business days for them to reflect. And is there anything else that I'm able to help you with?
No, ma'am. I appreciate all your help that you've done, and thank you very much.
No problem. And I'm glad I was able to assist you. I do want to thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
Same to you, and you have a great holiday as well.
Thank you. You as well.
All
Bye-bye.
right.